We're so glad you decided to listen to our program today. Our intent is to inform you and to encourage you. This is Are You Listening? With Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour. In a busy world with lots of distractions, we need to pay closer attention to God. Are you listening to God's Word today? Here's Jeff.
It's good news, the best news for anyone. Let's talk about the One Gospel. Thank you to our J-Web, and greetings to everyone. It is a true delight when each and every individual tunes in to listen to our broadcast, no matter where you may be. We're thankful that you have a trust in our program of the things that we discuss of the Word of God, and we will do our very best to represent it with a book, chapter, and verse. Today, let's talk about the One Gospel of Christ. The English word gospel, of course, is translated good news. It's also expressed as good tidings or glad tidings of the kingdom. Have you ever considered it is the only message ever authorized of the church, that is, the kingdom of God, and the only message to instruct us for salvation through Christ? It is indeed the most important message that we will ever hear. I could use every kind of synonym, verb, noun, adverb, any type of form of English language or any language about the gospel, and I really don't think I could do it justice. But the Word of God does it more than justice and tells us very clearly of the beauty and the power of the gospel of Christ. Our lesson text, by way of beginning, is 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 4. When Paul says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received and in which you stand, by which also you are saved if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." Now, dear friends, I want us to notice that phrase in verse 3 and 4, according to the Scriptures. When we discuss the things of God, may we always be according to the Scriptures. And when we go according to the Scriptures, we will not veer off to the left nor to the right, as in the days of the command of Deuteronomy 4 and verse 2. And also, dear friends, we're not going to add to nor take away, as we see in the book of Revelation 22:18-19. When we look at the text of 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, notice the power within this text. The word declare, Paul says, I will make this known. But you know, dear friends, as we read this, they did know it. And yes, that is true, they did. But Paul expresses the gospel importance. In other words, this is simply not another message. It is the greatest message of all. It's the good news and the best for everyone. He tells the church here, I'm going to remind you of this message that made a difference in your life. Now, when you go back to the first part of the book and see the division and the problems that they were having, the Apostle Paul would always take them back to the cross of Christ. And now at this point, he's going to take them back to the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. He's going to remind them, this is from whence you come. Then we find such phrases or words rather as preached, received, stand, saved. You see, the gospel message encompasses all of this. And notice the phrase, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you. Paul said you need to hold to what has saved you. And if you stand in it, you need to hold within it. And if you hold within it, that keeps your stand solid. The death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. No other person that has ever lived can these attributes be placed upon them, nor can any other message be articulated that makes a difference and a change in one's life and constant change of maturity and growth in the gospel. To God be the glory, there is but one gospel, dear friends, and one message. Now, today we're going to continue our research of this wonderful word, but first, Let's pause and listen to the details of the International Gospel Hour YouTube channel.
You hear us over the air and online. Check out the International Gospel Hour YouTube channel and view us as well. See episodes of Book, Chapter, and Verse available through our friends at the Gospel Broadcasting Network, hosted by our Jeff Archie. And stay tuned for the new weekly TV version of the International Gospel Hour coming soon. That's the International Gospel Hour channel on YouTube. Subscribe today. It's free.
Dear friends, as we continue our study today, please know that I will be mentioning a number of scriptures. Time will not permit us to read every scripture, but also I will be referring to other scriptures. Now, with the number of scriptures in this broadcast, a little bit more than normal, and you might be thinking, what, much more? Because we love to emphasize the scriptures throughout our program. Please know that I will make this material available to you of all these verses and all the descriptions of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I will make these verses available to you. Throughout our broadcast and toward the end, we're going to be giving our toll-free number that you can call and you can request, just simply request, scriptures about the gospel. And if you'd like to give a call as you listen to the broadcast, that would be fine. I'll give you that number now. It's 1-855-IGH-6988. Also 1-855-444-6988, and just simply leave us a message and say gospel scriptures. That's all, gospel scriptures. And you can also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com and leave us a message. Now again, toward the end of our broadcast, we'll mention these two again so you can have them at your availability. Now with our time quickly getting away, let's talk about the one gospel of Christ. You know, on a little over 50 occasions in the scriptures, we find the gospel simply called the gospel. Now, the gospel, or in a couple of places, this gospel, refers to the only one gospel that was in the first century, and the only gospel we have the authority to preach today. When you find the gospel simply called the gospel, how about Mark 16:15? Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. How about in Luke 4 and verse 18, when Jesus said that the gospel would be preached to the poor? In Romans 10 and verse 16, a very sad verse, Paul says, "But they have not all obeyed the gospel." Other texts such as to the slave owner Philemon in Philemon 13. Peter in 1 Peter 1 and verse 12. We'll back up to Colossians 1 and verse 5. There are a number of these passages that speak of the gospel. Now, this stands to reason, dear friends, because when we read the Scriptures, the Holy Bible, it proclaims that there is only one soul-saving message, and that is the gospel of Christ. But there are other descriptions of the same gospel, and the beauty of these descriptions enhances its power. For example, how about the gospel of Christ? In Romans 1 and verse 16, as well as Romans 15 and verse 19, other passages explain gospel of Christ. For example, Galatians 1 and verse 7, 1 Thessalonians 3 and verse 2, and others. We find in Mark 1 and verse 1 the phrase gospel of Jesus Christ. In 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 8, gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans 1 and verse 9, the gospel of His Son. Listen to 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 12 that says, "Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened to me by the Lord." In 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4, "Whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them." Now, dear friends, these six descriptions of the gospel all go back to Jesus Christ, and each one has a very unique meaning therein. For example, when we see gospel of Christ, okay, we know it belongs to Christ, but then Mark says gospel of Jesus Christ. he makes it very clear there of the specific individual of whom this gospel would go through. Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, now we see the term Lord in there. Gospel of his Son from God Almighty, and we'll see more of that in a moment. Christ gospel, the glory of Christ. All of these, when we look at the description of the gospel, all go back to Christ, and every description gives a unique approach and power to how strong this gospel is. We look upon him as our Savior, as our Lord, as the Son of God, and the message that belongs to him. Now let's notice four additional descriptions. Now watch this. The gospel of God. Such passages as Romans 1 and verse 1 and Romans 15 and verse 16. In 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 7 and 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 2 and others. The gospel of God. Now, does that mean the gospel of God is different than the gospel of Christ? Absolutely not. Stay with me. How about in 1 Timothy 1 and verse 11 of the gospel of the blessed God? In Acts 20 and verse 24, the gospel of the grace of God. And in Mark 1 and verse 14, the gospel of the kingdom of God. Now in all four of these descriptions of the gospel, they all go back to God Almighty. Now, does this mean, again, as we asked moments ago, is the gospel of God different than the gospel of Christ? Not a bit. It is the same gospel that we read of in the scriptures. And what this brings forth when we see the gospel that comes from God, notice the gospel of the blessed God. There is no greater blessing that one can have than to come from God. Paul in Ephesians 1 and verse 3 speaks of the spiritual blessings or all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. You see, dear friends, a Christian, one who is in Christ, who has been baptized into Christ based upon one's faith, one's confession, and one's repentance, we are baptized into Christ. It is of great interest, folks, that you cannot get into Christ nor into his church unless you are baptized into Christ. That is affirmed in Galatians 3:27, as well as Romans 6:3-6. So here is God who grants all blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. Only the child of God can experience the spiritual blessings in Christ. Therefore, when we find God called, or the gospel rather called, the gospel of the blessed God, we are reminded of the blessings that the gospel grants. How about the gospel of the grace of God? Oh, that's beautiful. You see, the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men, Titus 2:11. And verse 12 continues that it teaches us. Well, the gospel of the grace of God instructs us what to do to be saved. And I love the phrase, the gospel of the kingdom of God. We're going to see that a little bit more in just a moment. But it refers to God's kingdom, the good news. Now, when you look at Mark 1 and verse 1 that we noted just moments ago, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then the gospel of the kingdom of God in Mark 1 and verse 14, then context supports it's the same message. And as God the Father gave the authority to the Son, it's the same message. Jesus did not alter anything that God wanted him to do. They were all as one. He came. How about John 17:8? When he prayed to the Father, he said, I have given them, the apostles, the words that you gave me. In John 12 and verse 48, Jesus said, he that rejects me and receives not my words has one that will judge him. The word that I have spoken, the same will judge him in the last day. Verse 49 of John 12, he said, for I have not spoken of myself, but of the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. Therefore, when I see the descriptions of the gospel of God and the gospel of Christ, they all blend together. But have you noticed the descriptions just enhance its power unto salvation? Now listen to these four descriptions of the gospel. In Matthew, chapter 4, verse 23, Matthew 9 and verse 35, and Matthew 24:14, we find it called the gospel of the kingdom. Now we noted that moments ago, the gospel of the kingdom of God. If I am obedient to the gospel, I am added to the kingdom. And when we study about the kingdom of Christ or the kingdom of God, it is the church of Christ or the church of God, as we see in the scriptures how the church is described. Dear friends, the kingdom is not yet to come. The kingdom is already here as the church of our Lord. Matthew 16:18-19. How about the gospel of peace, as in Romans 10, verse 15, and Ephesians 6, and verse 15? The gospel of peace tells us that when we are obedient to the gospel, there is a peace within our hearts that gives us that assurance. I love the description in Revelation 14, 6 of the everlasting gospel, and again in 1 Timothy 1, and verse 11, simply, the glorious gospel. And you know, in 1 Timothy 1:11, the glorious gospel, the gospel of the blessed God, gives a little bit emphasis there, if you will. The gospel of the kingdom, we see that within the church, a peaceful gospel, it is everlasting, and a gospel that is glorious. Dear friends, when you take a look at all of these descriptions, it can't get much more beautiful than that. Did you notice each description just again enhanced and gave greater power to this message? So as we reflect upon these descriptions, now let's respond and look at how the terminology of the gospel was used in a personal way. For example, the Apostle Paul said in Romans 2, verse 16, in the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Now, note there that Paul called this his gospel. Now, we see the context of Romans 2 as Paul extols not the old law, but for the Jew to know God's will and approve the things that are more excellent from Romans 2 and verse 18. Simply put, Paul's reference to my gospel does not mean ownership, but thankfulness for the gospel that changed his life. Paul explains that further in Romans 16:25. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began. Paul said, I want you to see how important this gospel is to me. It will establish you just like it did me. And this gospel was kept secret since the world began. Why, the gospel of Christ, the gospel of God, the gospel message, God had that plan before he said, let there be light. In 2 Timothy 2:8, Paul says, remember that Jesus Christ, the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Paul said, I'm going to preach Christ. And I'm going to preach his resurrection. And in Galatians 1 and verse 11, Paul said, but I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. You see, in each part or each verse that Paul takes and says it's my gospel, he gives the glory and credit to God and to Christ. But then when we notice some other passages, we find that the gospel goes from a my to an our, O-U-R. That means there is a fellowship of those that are obedient to the gospel. In 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 3, Paul says, but even if our gospel is veiled or covered, it is veiled to those who are perishing. Now notice he said our gospel. That he's writing there to the Corinthian brethren, our gospel together. In 1 Thessalonians 1 and verse 5, for our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake. Paul is saying and bringing forth the authority of his co-workers there and the apostles that when we came to you with the gospel, it was in power. And in 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 14, to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the Lord or of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. He called you by our gospel, but he shows of whom we obtain the glory of the Lord. You see, the gospel is yours and mine, and it takes obedience to the gospel message. After all, Paul called the gospel in Ephesians 1:13 to the church there, the gospel of your salvation. So you see, the gospel, when we reflect upon its descriptions and then respond to its demands, it becomes our gospel because we see what God has done for us. Dear friends, let me pause and ask, would you like to know more about the one and only gospel? Would you love to study these matters on your own for a better understanding and to draw closer to God? Let's pause our broadcast here just for a moment, and our J. Webb will tell you about our free home Bible study course.
Your friends at the International Gospel Hour are offering absolutely free a Bible study course by mail. You may study in the privacy of your own home at your own pace. Feel free to give it a try. Please call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say, Home Study. That's it. Again, call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and please leave your name, address, and just say, Home Study. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type Home Study in the message box. We'll send it right away. Thank you for your interest in the things of God. And now, back to Jeff.
Now, dear friends, we have reflected upon the descriptions of the gospel. We see the response to the gospel in a personal way. Let's think for a moment about resisting the gospel. Now, I'm not encouraging you to do that. By no means, but I want us to see the danger in resisting the gospel, and the danger if indeed that we subscribe to another gospel. 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 4, Paul says, "For if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not received or accepted, rather, you may well put up with it." Paul is rebuking the Corinthians. Somebody can come along with a different gospel, and you may just go right ahead and deal with it and accept it. But there is not to be a different gospel. Listen to his strength in Galatians 1, 6 through 9, when Paul said, "I marvel," or "I am amazed, that you are turning away so soon from him who called you into the grace of Christ to a different gospel," which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. "But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so say I now again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed." Dear friends, that phrase accursed means to be cut off. We need to give serious measure to what we hear through any type of preaching, television program, radio broadcast, or podcast production. We need to think about these things and to take the Bible and to see if these things are true. Dear friends, if I were to bring forth a message that you would think that just is simply not right, I would encourage you to search the scriptures first and to see if the things we say are indeed accurate. Dear friends, today we have spent time looking at the one gospel message, and that is the only message of which we will point you toward. We will only preach of the one church. We will not advocate denominationalism and believe what you want to believe. Jesus never advocated that. Neither did the Apostle Paul, Peter, and others. The scripture is very clear. we will proclaim the one gospel message. We will talk about the one avenue of which we are to respond to God. We will speak of the one salvation. Dear friends, we must resist different gospel messages and make certain what we hear are in light of the Word of God. I remember reading some time ago about individuals who prophesied concerning political matters. And yet when their prophecy did not come true, there were a lot of upset people. Well, dear friends, we must make certain that what we say and what we do, that it is in accordance with the Word of God. There's no need to prophesy something when the Word of God has already proclaimed it. Dear friends, let's think on these things. I'd like to remind you that if you would love to have copies of or a copy of this broadcast specifically because of the number of scriptures about the gospel, we will make that available to you. And R.J. Webb will give us some quick information, then I'll come back and wrap up the program.
What's the quickest way to reach us? That's simple. Call our toll-free number 1-855-IGH-6988 to request free Bible study courses, to ask a question, or to make a comment. The number is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just leave your message and we will follow up as quickly as we can. That number again is 1-855-IGH-6988, or if you prefer, 1-855-444-6988.
And dear friends, thank you for joining us today here on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. We'll continue our studies another time. I'm Jeff Archie, and dear friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we...
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. We hope, first, that it glorified God, but second, we hope that it edified you. Listen to it again if you need to, or to other lessons in this series by going to the Media tab at our site, internationalgospelhour.com.